Plenty of racing news around heading towards the weekend. I've spotted this horse from Albury, Daisy Dutz, going down to run in the third race of Moonee Valley for Albury trainer John Whitelaw, who's on the line. Morning to you, John.
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate. How you been?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, I reckon this horse would be giving a few thrills at this stage, mate.
Oh, yeah, she's done really well. We bought her for $6,000. She's 154. So for a little guy, that's pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah. Where'd you pay the $6,000 for her?
Oh, I bought her off a great mate of mine, Ridgeview Park Stud. I just bought her in the yard as a yearling before she went. Yeah, I liked her. She's out of a quick mare, so, you know, that's always handy.
Yeah, Restore the Crown. Mate, what she's done in the last four on the Riverside, it started at Wagga and then went to Tawong and Albury and then went back to Wagga last time. Is this what you expected her to do?
She's always been pretty quick. I had to, she could gallop. I had to wait a fair while. She had what the old timers used to call appley front joints, but she's come really good. And, she sort of tries really hard, jumps in front, goes hard, and actually seems to manage to keep going at the finish. So that's, you know, that's sort of horses you want.
Yeah, just keep
she's
going.
A great little trier.
Yeah, and look, that's what you want to see in a horse, don't you? She's a 4-year-old mare with 10 starts. Have you just taken your time with her?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we've done, and had some good people helping me drive and track work and that, and she's done a great job.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose the last race I wasn't quite sure about, but she carried 62 and number one saddle cloth and just kept going. When they got to her, she kept trying. So, you know, that's pretty good.
That was sort of late April, so you've been able to give her a freshen up, and she runs at the Valley over 1,000, so that suits her?
Yeah, look, the 1,000 suits her, I suppose. She probably runs better over 1,200. She gets a bit of a breather because she goes hard. You know, they have to scrub her up a bit early. She's not the flying machine out of the barriers, so she gets used up a bit to get to the front, but that's how she races. She doesn't like racing back in the pack, so this race will test her.
Yeah.
But if she's going to win a big race, I think 1,000s, just all depends on how quick they are. I suppose they're pretty quick, so we'll see how they go.
Yeah, Brody Loy, I think, has ridden her, I think, 2 runs ago. You've taken Brody down. He would have been looking forward to getting back on her.
Yeah. He grew up, went to school with my kids. I've known his dad. His dad rides a track work, Normie Loy, and Brody's a beauty.
Yeah.
And I just asked him if he'd ride, and he said, yeah, why not come down? And she won really well for him on Albury Cup Day. So it was a big, you know, for the owners. They've been great owners. They've been very patient. And we had a great day at the Gold Cup, so that was terrific. She got up there and... he's always been a great rider. So he's happy to ride her, and that's really good.
Yeah,
you've got
fantastic.
Someone on your side, really.
No, exactly. Well, John, we wish you the best. Based there at Albury with Daisy, I hope she runs really well on Saturday, and she can make it 5 from 5, the last 5, mate, and she can continue earning some good prize money for everyone.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you at the pub if she wins.
I reckon we'll see you at the pub anyway, mate, eh?
Good on you.
Thanks, John. John Whitelaw joining us from Albury, trainer of Daisy Dutz, lining up in the third race at Moonee Valley on Saturday.